What about somatostatin analogs, and what about the concept of slowing disease progression, not just treating symptoms?
In carcinoid tumors, I think we have a pretty good sense of the answer. There's a study called the PROMID study in which patients with carcinoid were randomized to receive either treatment with octreotide or placebo, and there was a clear benefit in terms of time to tumor progression. In pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, it remains an open question. One can make an assumption, but that's a dangerous thing to do. There's an ongoing study right now called the CLARINET study that should help answer that question in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors.
How do you approach this question, Axel, in your own practice? When do you just treat for symptoms, or will you also add it in either in carcinoid or in pancreatic neuroendocrine tumors?
I mean, first of all, I really use the octreotide somatostatin analogs in patients with secretory symptoms, carcinoid symptoms. I mean, there's no question that you would do that. Whether I use it to delay tumor progression, let's say in the otherwise asymptomatic carcinoid patient, I'm actually more conservative here. I'd actually try to observe the clinical course for some time, kind of after diagnosis, bring the patient back after, let's say, 3 months, do a scan, see how rapidly progressive the tumor is or not. So I don't use octreotide early on to delay tumor progression. I like to first get a sense of how rapidly progressive the cancer is. And if I see that the cancer is clinically progressive, then I might add it to slow the progression down.